Well, good morning, friends, and welcome back to Good Morning Live. It's good to be with you today. Happy Tuesday, wherever you're watching from, whatever you're doing this morning. I pray that your day is getting started right. If not, you're going to learn some tools today, some keys on how to turn that around and see what God can do when we change our attitude and change our perspective. But thanks for hopping on with me today. It's a pleasure, like always. And thanks to everybody watching literally around the world this morning on all of our platforms that we go out on, TikTok and X and Instagram and Spotify and, of course, the Pioneer Channel, Rumble. I'm trying to think of all the places I forget now. But to everybody watching, I know you all can't comment on your different channels. But if you can comment in, let me know where you're watching from. Let us know that you're being a part of this online community. And thanks for all that you do to help spread the word, spread the message. Good Morning Live is back. We're diving into the word together. We're starting our days right. So that's what we're going to do again today. Yesterday, we started a mini series, if you will, in honor of Thanksgiving, obviously, that's happening this week. Hopefully we know that Thanksgiving, of course, you know, we can go back to the pilgrims and we can go back to all of that. But Thanksgiving is so much more than pilgrims and, you know, the Mayflower and the Indians and all of that stuff, because Thanksgiving is a biblical principle. It is something found in Scripture. And it's not just a one day, one week a year while we're around the table, let's, you know, say what we're thankful for, but it's a way of life. And not only is it a way of life, but what we've been learning and we're going to dive more into today is it's a supernatural way of life. Yesterday we talked about how gratitude opens the gate to God's presence, right? That when you want to experience the presence of God, he says, come before me with thanksgiving, with gratitude. So, man, how often do you want the presence of God? Well, however often you start expressing gratitude and thanksgiving before God. So hopefully we're not just experiencing the presence of God, you know, once a year, but hopefully we are daily coming into the presence of God. And Scripture says that the key to that, the key to walking in the presence of God is offering gratitude, is you know, offering our praise and thanksgiving before God. But today we're going to go deeper into what thanksgiving actually unlocks in the spirit realm. Why? Because thanksgiving is not just attitude. I want you to hear that. Thanksgiving is not just attitude. Thanksgiving is access. It's a key. It opens supernatural doors in your life. I heard this preached, but revelation to the believer always flows out of or into, if you will, thankful hearts. What I mean by that, but when your heart is doing the opposite of thanksgiving, and what's the opposite of thanksgiving? Complaining, mumbling, it actually shuts revelation down. Again, you know, you might be saying, well, I'm not feeling God like I used to feel God. What's the problem? Thanksgiving. Come on. Scripture always says you come and you offer the sacrifice of praise or thanksgiving, and it releases the presence of God, right? So if I'm not feeling the presence of God, if it just feels like I'm in a dry season, it's typically because I am lacking in my thanksgiving. And the same thing was like, man, I'm just not getting revelation. It just seems like it's hard to understand Scripture. Often it's on the back of a spirit that's complaining. Why? Because complaining shuts down revelation. But when your heart is grateful, when your heart is open, revelation flows. Matthew chapter 11, Jesus thanked the Father before releasing revelation to the disciples. Why? Because gratitude opens your ears. It opens our eyes. It increases our spiritual sensitivity. Like, well, how do I hear God more? Practice gratitude. How do I know that the Holy Spirit is talking to me? Practice gratitude. Gratitude is the element. It's almost like, you know, and of course, everyone's baking and doing all the cooking this week, right? But it's often like, you know, when you add an egg into something, that egg's main part, typically in most baking ingredients at least, is to kind of hold everything together. Because when it bakes, it just pulls, you know, what was like 10 different ingredients and kind of solidifies it together. That's what gratitude does in the life of a believer. It opens our ears. It opens our eyes. It increases our spiritual sensitivity. So today, if you feel like you can't hear God, start thanking Him. Thanksgiving always sharpens spiritual perception. Thanksgiving unlocks multiplication. Every miracle of multiplication in your Bible, in Scripture, always begins with thanksgiving. I want to pause right there for a second. Consider that every miracle of multiplication in Scripture begins with thanksgiving. Jesus did not ask the Father to multiply the bread. He simply thanked Him for what He had. Come on, you're going to get me preaching this morning. He simply thanked Him for what He had, and thanksgiving triggered multiplication. Just pause right there. Jesus did not ask the Father to multiply the bread. He simply thanked Him for what He had, and thanksgiving triggered multiplication. I don't know if you have lack in your life. I don't know if there's a situation where you need multiplication. You need extra grace, extra favor. You need a financial breakthrough, financial turnaround. Jesus didn't even ask the Father for that. He just began to thank the Father for what He had in His hand. And out of the act of thanksgiving, God multiplied what was in His hand and made it be more than enough. Could it be that the reason we're not seeing the turnaround, or we're not seeing the multiplication, isn't because God's not wanting to do it? It's because we're begging God to do something that He said, if you just offer me thanksgiving, if you thank me for what I've already done and what I've already provided, if you just thank me for the little bit of fish and bread that you have, I will then do what only I can do. And I'll open that thing up and make it more than enough. I'll do something supernatural with it. Come on, He thanked Him for what He had, even when it wasn't enough. Man, this will break open heaven. If what's in your hand isn't enough, begin to thank God for what you had. Most of us would look at what's in our hand and say, yeah, what am I supposed to do with this? Jesus didn't take the little fish and bread and go, what am I supposed to do with this? 5,000 men plus women plus children, and you can give me some bread and fish? That's not enough. Oh, but Jesus looked to the Father and said, Father, thank You. Thank You for what I have. Thank You for what is here. Thank You for what You've provided. And it was in the thanking that multiplication happened. Could it be that God wants to multiply? He wants to provide, but we just haven't thanked Him for what we currently have. Come on, that's a principle for life, not just Thanksgiving week, not just for Thursday. That's a principle for your life. Miracles begin with recognizing what's already in your hand. When, and you guys know I preach the Israelites a lot, one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and I study it so much. But you know, when Moses needed to come across the Red Sea, there was no way of escape. But God said, Moses, what's in your hand? And what did he have in his hand? He had a rod, a staff. And God said, then lift up what's in your hand over the waters. And then God did what God did. It was like when God said, when Moses, when you're faithful to use what's in your hand, even though it's not enough, a stick, a rod can't part waters, it can't part a sea, right? But when you're faithful to use what's in your hand and release it to God, then God says, that's when I'll get involved and do what you cannot do and only I can do. That's part the waters, multiply the seed that's in your hand. Miracles begin with recognizing what's already in your hand. Come on, money grows in an atmosphere of gratitude. You're short on money, stop complaining. Stop prophesying your problem. and start declaring the promises of God. God, start thanking him for what he's already done. Thank him for the seed that's in your hand. Money grows in the atmosphere of gratitude. Peace grows in gratitude. Relationships grow in gratitude. Gifts increase in the environment of gratitude. What you thank God for, come on, he will begin to multiply. You may not see today the manifestation of everything you're believing for, but if you can find something to thank God for, something that's in your hand. God, I know the relationship's not restored yet. I know they're not serving you yet, but they called me. They're coming to Thanksgiving dinner this year, whatever. So I'm going to give you praise for that. I'm going to rejoice over that. Lord, I don't know how I'm, you know, paying these bills, but I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to give you thanks for what's in my hand, what you have provided. I'm going to give you praise for the job that I currently have. I might need a new car, but I'm going to give you thanks and praise for what you've already provided. And you begin to do that. Come on, it's a principle of life. It releases the multiplication of God. Not only that, thanksgiving unlocks joy. What are we talking about today? We're talking about what thanksgiving releases in the supernatural realm. It releases multiplication. It unlocks joy. Bill Johnson says, joy is the ecosystem of the kingdom. And guess what? Gratitude is the root of joy. Nehemiah 8 tells us that joy is our strength. So no wonder the enemy works overtime to make us forget what God has done. Why? A forgetful heart is always a weak heart. But a grateful heart is a strong heart. A thankful believer is a joyful believer. Come on, if you think, if you just kind of just go look at your day one time and think, you know, what am I, if I'm stressed out, if I'm overwhelmed, what is it usually tied to? Something that you don't have. A focus, you focusing on something that you need that you don't have. Something that's frustrating you. So how do we overcome that? By giving great gratitude and thankfulness for what we do have. And a thankful believer, come on, it's a joyful believer. And a joyful believer is a powerful believer. Come on, I am so sick of the church being way down, being, you know, intense all the time. Come on, we serve the risen King and Savior. We read the end of the book. We win this thing in the end. We should be the happiest people on the planet. Why? Because we've got scriptures and promises like I've been young and I've been old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. We've got promises like he provides all of our needs according to his riches in glory. We know that the Bible says that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. We know Psalm 91 declares to us that 1,000 can fall at our left hand and 10,000 at our right, but it will not come nigh my dwelling. And with a long life, he will satisfy us. Come on, you start reading the promises of God. You start looking at what God's already done in your life. We should be the most joyful, celebratory people on the planet. Because that's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. But often we don't. Often we forfeit our joy because we end up focusing on the problem, on the one thing that hasn't manifested yet. You know, and we just rack our brains. Oh, how's God going to do it? When's he going to do it? How's this going to turn? And we just start saying, you know what? I don't know. Why do we think we always have to have an answer for everything? Why we always have to be like, you know, have it all mapped out and just have it all figured out? We don't got to know. We don't have to know it. All we got to do is trust God and thank him, offer him gratitude. And before the promise arrives, celebrate. So Thanksgiving doesn't just release joy. Thanksgiving is warfare. Listen, Thanksgiving is not soft. I know it's pumpkin pie and it's, you know, all those things. Thanksgiving is not soft. Thanksgiving is spiritual warfare. I mean, you look at scripture, Jehoshaphat's army put the worship team out in the front. Why? They were to go first and give thanks, praise, and celebrate before the battle even started. Paul and Silas sang and worshiped and gave thanksgiving while they were imprisoned in chains. Jonah thanked God from the belly of the fish, and the fish had to spit him out. Thanksgiving changes the battleground. It pulls you out of fear and puts you in faith. It breaks heaviness. It pushes back the powers of darkness. It releases breakthrough. Come on. Giving thanks isn't just a trigger word, you know, a trending word in November. It is spiritual warfare. If the battle has been too heavy for you, if you've been living in fear, if darkness has surrounded you, thanksgiving is the key. It'll pull you out of fear. It'll break the heaviness. It will break the back of the enemy. It will release breakthrough in your life. When you thank God in the middle of your battle, you turn the battle around. You turn the battle. You think of Moses on the mountaintop. And as long as his hands were raised, they would win the battle. You know, that's a prophetic picture. As long as our hands are raised in worship, in thanksgiving, in honoring God, it changed what was happening on the battlefield. And the Bible said, as soon as Moses would put his hands down because they got tired, they would begin to lose on the battlefield. So he had to get Aaron and Ur to come and prop up his hands. But it's a prophetic picture that shows us what we do with our hands and where we focus our eyes. The scripture says, where does our help come from? But we lift up our eyes to the maker of heaven and earth, affects what happens in the battlefield. So come on, if it feels like you've been losing in the battle, it feels like the enemy's gaining ground in your life, thanksgiving is the key. Thanksgiving is the turnaround. Thanksgiving is the principle. Because when you operate in thanksgiving, when you operate in praise, when you operate in joy, it is spiritual warfare that breaks the back of the enemy, releases the Spirit of God, and changes what happens on the battlefield. Come on, that should get you shouting today. That should get you walking, you know, around your home, around the office today. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how bad it is. Come on, my hands are lifted in praise and in gratitude. I'm thanking God for all of his blessings. I'm thanking God for what he's done. I'm thanking God for how he's turned it around. I'm thanking God for the way that he made when there was no way. When you thank God in the middle of the battle, you turn the battle around. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but thanksgiving unlocks the presence of God. Scripture is very clear on this. God is enthroned on the praises of his people. Where there is gratitude, his presence becomes tangible. Gratitude creates a dwelling place for God. It increases awareness. It turns ordinary moments into holy moments. It makes the presence of God unmistakable. Why? Well, I've often said, you know, we did this whole message series about Witness My Revival several years back, and it kind of just has become one of the core values of our church, because we believe that God is always at work. And, you know, sometimes you see people celebrating. You know, I saw a TikTok the other day, and they were like, well, I don't know if God wants me to eat out again tonight or not. So I told him, if I pull up and there's a parking spot right out front, then I know it's his will. And of course, in the video, they pull up and it's like, won't he do it? There's a front row spot right there. And, you know, and I saw sometimes we get carried away with things like that, like, oh, that he gave me the front spot, you know, and we're thanking him for that, you know. But, and sometimes that stuff might seem silly, but I don't know that you can thank God enough. And sometimes we just push past the small, minute things. Like, God, you know, I got that project done for work today. Lord, thank you for helping me stay focused. Thank you for that. And what happens is, you know, we know that God is omnipresent, which means he's everywhere all the time. But for God to transfer from him just being omnipresent, which means he's everywhere, to manifested presence happens when we recognize his presence. Like somebody can be in the room with me, and technically speaking, we are in each other's presence. But if I don't acknowledge them or see them or look their direction, I can be in the same room with them, but not aware of their presence. Are you with me? But the moment I look and see them and acknowledge them, now I'm in their presence. We've been in the same room the whole time, but now I'm in their presence. That's what gratitude does. That's what thanksgiving does. It says, God, I know you're everywhere today, but I'm just taking a moment in the mundane. I'm taking a moment. I got the green light, you know, whatever you have to pull from it to say, you know, thank you. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for opening that door. Thank you for turning that around. Thank you for helping me get through the day. Thank you for getting me there on time, God. And what you're doing is you're practicing the presence of God. You're acknowledging that the presence of God isn't just in a church service when they sing your song and you feel goosebumps. No, the presence of God is everywhere at all times. There's nowhere that you go that the presence of God isn't with you. I heard somebody preach years ago that, you know, when you go over the speed limit, the presence of God leaves because you're breaking the law. And it's like, well, where does he go? I mean, what happens? You know, David said that, you know, where could I go? Can I settle on the far sides of the sea? But there you are with me. Like, there's nowhere we can go away from the presence of God. So he's with you right now in the room. He's there with you. When you wake up, he's there. When you go to bed, he's there. When you're complaining about your boss, when you're complaining about your coworkers, God is there. What if we practice gratitude by just giving God thanks and praise throughout our day for the small things, for the mundane things, for, you know, just like, you know what, God, I just thank you for another day. What we'll do is we will be more aware of the presence of God than ever. More aware of the presence of God than ever. And we'll become more aware of the presence of God. That's when revelation, like we've talked about, start happens. Why? Because we're aware of the presence. We're hear God spiritually speaking more. Why? Because we're in his presence more. So make gratitude a lifestyle, not just a seasonal event, right? Though as great as the turkey and mashed potatoes and as much I'm looking forward to it, let's not make it a seasonal event. Make it a way of life. Thanksgiving unlocks breakthrough. I believe that there are breakthroughs waiting on the other side of your gratitude. Some of you are one Thanksgiving away from peace. One Thanksgiving away from clarity. And I don't mean Thanksgiving the meal. I mean Thanksgiving the action. One Thanksgiving away from a miracle manifesting in your life. Why? Because breakthrough is not something God occasionally gives. Breakthrough is who he is. And Thanksgiving positions you under that reality. So today, thank God for the impossible. Thank him for the closed doors. You know, so many times, you know, we get so frustrated because doors were closed in our life and we didn't get the promotion and, you know, the friend group left us out and, you know, whatever, just whatever closed doors there are. And we get so discouraged, or you dated somebody and you thought they were the one and then they walked and you're just like, what's going on, God? When is it my time? When is it my time for the breakthrough or for the turnaround? When is it my time? Thank God for the closed doors. His ways are not our ways. He has plans for you, Jeremiah 29:11, plans to prosper you, plans to give you a future. So if the promotion went beyond you, if the, you know, the person behind you in line won the lottery ticket, right? I don't know. I might have to have a conversation with God about that one, but you know. No, but sometimes thank him for the closed door, saying, God, I thank you that I may not see it now. I may not even see it on this side of heaven, but I know you're in control. I know that you're God. I know you have a plan. I know you have a purpose. So I trust you. If I didn't get it, if it left my life, then I trust that closed door. Thank him for the battles. Father, I thank you that in this, I'm growing stronger than in you. In this, I'm knowing your presence more. In this, it's brought me back to the word. I may not enjoy every battle. I know I'm going to win in every battle. But even when I don't enjoy it, I thank you in it. This is the will of God concerning you. To give thanks, not for all things, but in all things. In the middle of it, I'll give you thanks. Why? Because gratitude is the sound of faith. So right now, let's begin thanking God out loud. Thank him for yesterday's miracles. Thank him for today's grace. Thank him in advance for tomorrow's breakthrough. Father, in Jesus' name, we release the spirit of gratitude over every viewer today, over every listener. We declare that thanksgiving unlocks revelation, unlocks joy, unlocks presence, unlocks breakthrough. And we choose gratitude over fear. We choose praise over pressure. We choose thanksgiving over anxiety. So let breakthrough flow into every home watching today, every vehicle, wherever we find ourselves today. Let breakthrough flow into every situation. And we give you praise right now in advance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for being on with me today. I believe that breakthroughs and turnarounds are coming your way when you begin to open your mouth and just begin to thank God. And you might do it, and 2 hours later, in comes the thoughts of fear, in comes the thoughts of worry, in comes the thoughts of doubt. Then guess what? Get back up, start thanking him again. It's like, devil, if you're going to try to discourage me and get me to doubt, come on, I'm going to resist it. I'm going to keep praying. And if I got to praise God every hour on the hour to get through the storm, then guess what? That's what I'm going to do. So come on, this week, let's just flood heaven with the praises of God's people. Well, amen and amen. Thanks for being on with me. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. as we open up the Word of God together. So remember that God loves you. He's not mad at you, and he has a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now.